Welcome to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Taliaferro. Conversations that are real, raw, and relevant. Let's get the conversation started now.
Hey, welcome to episode number 3. On today's episode, we're going to discuss the importance of talking to yourself.
Bruh.
Now, I know you may be thinking, talk to myself? Yep, that's right. Talk to yourself. By the time we finish today, you'll understand why. Let's get to it. You know, each and every day, all of us engage in some form of communication, whether it be verbal or nonverbal, in person or online. All of what we do is wrapped up in some form of communication. I mean, from the moment you wake up, no matter if you start your day with prayer or you pick up your phone and you go through social media, you are communicating. From liking that post or commenting under that picture or sliding into somebody's DMs, you are communicating. The fact is, when you get in your car and you head to your destination, the usage of your signals or hand gestures that says, go or get out of the way, you are communicating. As you pull up to the drive-through window of your favorite coffee spot and you say, I'd like a, you are communicating. You see, everything we do in some way, shape, form, or fashion includes communication. The fact is, many of us spend at least 99% of the time communicating with others and less than 1% of our time communicating with ourselves. For so many people, talking to others is no problem at all. We don't mind posting things on social media. We don't mind picking up the phone and texting our friends. We don't mind even picking up the phone and having a conversation with family members. But talking to ourselves, that's totally different. You know, for many of us, we feel if we talk to ourselves, people are going to think we're crazy. So we better not talk to ourselves. You know, as I pause and reflect over my own life, I remember people saying, don't talk to yourself. But then they would pause and say immediately, well, it's okay to talk to yourself. Just don't answer yourself. You see, if you answer yourself, people are going to think you're crazy. But on today's episode, I want to boldly and unapologetically challenge that notion. You see, the truth is, I believe that it's crazy if you don't talk to yourself. I absolutely positively believe that it's vitally crucial that you do. You see, we live in a world where everything is vying for our attention. I mean, just think about it. Everywhere you look, there are competing voices telling you what you can and cannot do. Everywhere you look, there are images, there are commercials, there are Instagram ads, there are Facebook ads, there are TikToks telling you how you should look, how you should behave, how you should perform, what you should say, how you should say it. You name it, society is trying to tell us this is what we need to do. Every time you turn on the television or scroll anywhere, there's a narrative that's being pushed about what the world says you should or shouldn't be. Yet, irrespective of what they say, regardless of what competing voices you hear, the most important human voice that matters is your own. Let me say that again. The most important human voice that you hear is your own. You see, you've got to be comfortable hearing your own voice. You've got to be comfortable talking to yourself. You see, what you say can literally determine the course of your life. You see, if you speak positive words of yourself, you are more likely to follow a course or path of positivity. But if you speak negative words of yourself, you are more likely to follow the path or course of negativity. Let me ask you a question. And if you would, take a moment and answer it. You ready? Let's go. Who are you? Now, many of you probably responded to that question rather quickly. You probably simply said, well, I'm Daryl, or whatever your name is. But notice, I didn't ask what your name was.
Got it.
Okay, all right. Let's try it again. Who are you? Take a moment. Think about it. Now answer the question. Now this time, many of you probably responded by saying, well, I'm a lawyer, or I'm a teacher, or I'm a janitor, or I'm a mother or a father, I'm a son or a daughter. But again, notice, I didn't ask you what roles you held in life.
Bruh.
I didn't ask you that at all. I simply asked, who are you? It is vitally important that you understand who you are. And my point in all of this is to help you to realize that one of the most difficult questions to answer is the question of who are you? You see, the core of this question gets at how you see yourself. And how you see yourself is indicative of what you say to yourself. All right, let's now begin a conversation with ourselves. The goal here is that by the time we're finished, we'll be able to answer the question of who are you with accuracy and intentionality, simply based upon what we've said to ourselves. If you notice, when I ask the question, who are you? In English, the question is asked in the present tense. Who are you? Now, the past tense of this question is, who were you? And the future tense of this question, who will you be? Now, although I'm not trying to give you an English lesson here, it's important that I tell you that in order for you to determine who you are, you must first come to terms with who you have been. Let me say that again. In order for you to come to terms with who you are, you must first come to terms with who you have been. All of that is wrapped up in how you talk to yourself, what you say to yourself. There are three things that I want you to say to yourself today, and all of them affect the path and trajectory of your life. The first thing I want you to say to yourself is simply this: I am not my past. Go ahead. You say it now. I am not my past. You see, the truth is, all of us have a past. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've accomplished in life. I don't care what you've done in life. I don't care how much money you have or the lack thereof. All of us, each and every one of us, have done some things or said some things that we aren't proud about. Now, yeah, you may have changed along the way, but there's some things that you've done that, if the truth be told, you don't want anybody to know about. No matter how colorful your path may be, no matter how rocky your journey has been, no matter what mistakes you've made along the way, one thing that you definitely have to say to yourself is, I am not my past. Go ahead. Talk to yourself. Tell yourself, I am not my past. You see, if there's one thing that prevents us from fully embracing who we are, it is the constant rehearsing of our past mistakes and past failures in our life. But today, you've got to talk to yourself and tell yourself, I'm not my past. I'm not the divorce. I'm not the abortion. I'm not the promiscuity. I'm not the alcoholic. I'm not the man I was. I'm not the woman that I was. I'm not the low self-esteem. I'm not the domestic violence. I'm not my past. You see, it's incredibly important that you hear yourself saying these things. The more you say it, the more you'll believe it. And the more you believe it, the more you'll begin to achieve what you need to achieve in your life. One more time, tell yourself, I am not my past. Now, though I've just told you that you are not your past, it is equally as important to acknowledge yourself as it relates to where you are right now. Acknowledge how far you've come, but you've also got to acknowledge where you are right now. Well, what do you mean? I'm glad you asked. Here's the deal. If you are right now in your present still struggling with issues of your past, you've got to acknowledge it. For example, if in your past you were a cheater, but there's still tendencies in your present, you've got to acknowledge that. If you were promiscuous in your past, but in your present there's still some tendencies there, you've got to acknowledge it. Now, there's no judgment, but you need to know where you are on your journey so that you can deal with where you are right now, so that it won't prevent you from where you're going. The fact is, you'll never fix what you're unwilling to face. So if you found yourself in a situation where you're still struggling with past mistakes or past failures or past issues, what talk do you have to have with yourself? Well, I'll tell you. You've got to verbally tell yourself, I'm still struggling with this, or I'm still struggling with that. Consider this. When most people say, I'm not my past, most of the time they attribute that statement to past failures or negative mistakes. Yet me saying that I'm not my past is deeper than just my past mistakes or deeper than just my past failures, but it also includes my past success. In other words, you are not limited to the success of your past. Yeah, you may have accomplished a whole lot in your life. You may have accomplished so much last year, but there's more for you to do this year. In other words, you are not just limited to the success of your past. Yes, you may have started the business. You may have started the academic program. And those are great things. But now it's time to grow the business. Now it's time to keep on rising in the academic program. You see, while it's important to celebrate our past success, it's more important not to become stuck there. Here's a thought. Don't get stuck celebrating your past success that you forfeit your new success. Let me say that again. Don't get stuck celebrating your past success that you forfeit your new success. In other words, there's more in you that you have to accomplish. There are more dreams for you to realize, and there's more successes for you to have. The second thing that I want you to say to yourself today, the second talk that you need to have, is simply this. I am not less than or better than. I am authentically me. Let's try it together. I am not less than or better than. I am authentically me. Now listen, this is perhaps one of the most important talks you need to have with yourself. You see, so many people are allowing the infamous yet subtle thief of comparison to steal their joy. Let me ask you a question. Are you one of them? Are you allowing the thief of comparison to steal your joy? You see, comparing yourself to others will have you out here thinking that you're inferior or less than. It will have you thinking that you'll never accomplish what they've accomplished, or that you'll never have what they have. And that's simply not the case. That's simply not true. You can accomplish that and so much more. You see, by comparing yourself to others, you subconsciously give them the power and control over your destiny. You give them the keys to your own happiness, and you submit yourself to their standards of excellence or the lack thereof. Now, I'll admit, it may look like they have more than you. It may look like they have it all together. But the fact is, what looks one way on social media may be totally different in real life. What may look one way to you may be totally different to them. You see, what appears to be success may simply be somebody that's trying to keep up appearances. Here's the reality. So what if they do have more than you? So what if they do have a house and to you, all you have is an apartment? Be thankful for your apartment. You know why? Because somebody wished they had an apartment. So what if they got a nice fancy car and all you have to you is just a car? Be thankful for that car. You know why? Because somebody's riding the bus. Don't you dare go in debt playing the comparison game, trying to keep up with other folks. You stay in your lane and run your race. And guess what? In due time, what's for you will be yours. You see, one of the tactics and tricks of comparison is that it breeds competition. But it's important that you tell yourself, as you gain success in your life, as you climb the corporate ladder, as you get degrees behind your name, I am not better than anybody else. No matter who you are, no matter what your title is, no matter what you've accomplished in life, don't allow the great accomplishments to make you grandiose. In the words of the great Kendrick Lamar, be humble. Be humble. Sit down. Sit down. You got it? Be humble. And sit down. You see, the fact is, no matter what you've accomplished, no matter what you have realized in your life, it is humility that will keep you there. And it is humility that will take you there. All of what you have, all of what you've accomplished, all of what you have acquired is not in itself because of you. Somebody along the way helped you get to where you are. So it is vitally important that you tell yourself, first of all, I am not less than. And then secondly, I am not better than. But more importantly, I am authentically me. That's right. I want you to say that right now. I am authentically me. Well, here's a question. Who are you? Yeah. Ask yourself, who am I? You see, the truth is you must resist the urge to be somebody you're not. But in order to resist that urge of being somebody you're not, you have to understand who you are. You see, God didn't clone you or make you a carbon copy of anyone else. God made you exactly how he wanted you to be. He made your head how he wanted your head. He made your hips how he wanted your hips. He made your lips how he wanted your lips. He made you physiologically how he wanted you to be. He gave you that personality. He gave you that intellect. He gave you that sense of humor. All those gifts and talents, he gave them to you so that you can use them. The truth is, somebody's destiny is tied up in your ability to be authentically you. You know who those people are? The first person is you. Your destiny is tied up in your ability to be authentically you. You see, all that you will accomplish, all that you will receive in this life is inextricably tied to being yourself. The world doesn't need another Beyonce. The world doesn't need another Michael Jordan. The world doesn't need another LeBron James. The world needs you. The truth is, the second person who's waiting on you to be authentically you is somebody that you've never even met yet. That's right. There's somebody's destiny that you hold the key to. And you know what that key is? Authenticity to self. When you are authentic to yourself, you are in tune with who you are. You are in tune with who you hope to be. You know who you're not, and you know who you are. Stop allowing the perceptions of others to dictate the person that you are. Here's the reality. Stop running from yourself. Embrace who you are. The world is waiting on you, not anybody else. Stop running from yourself. Embrace who you are, because the world is waiting on that greatness. The third thing that I want you to say to yourself today, the third talk that you have to have with yourself today, is simply this. I am living beneath my potential. That's right. I am living beneath my potential. Now, quite often when we talk to ourselves, we often want to speak well of ourselves. We want to boost ourselves up. We want to say, oh, man, you got this. Oh, man, you're going to do this. You're going to kill it. We want to say all of that. But every now and then, if there's anybody that ought to get in your grill, if there's anybody that ought to run up on you, it ought to be you. You have to tell yourself, there's more to me than this. You see, there are so many people settling for average, accepting less when they can have more. You don't have to settle for a job that you're unhappy on. You don't have to settle for a career that you feel stuck in. You don't have to settle for a relationship where you're being mistreated or disrespected. You can have all that you desire to have. But first, you have to stop settling for average. The truth is, I don't believe that people wake up in the morning and say, you know, today I'm going to settle for average. Today I'm just going to take what I can get. No, I don't believe that at all. I believe that people get comfortable. And I believe that as people get comfortable, they begin to settle in. But today, allow me for a moment to challenge you. May I ask your permission just for a few minutes to be your coach? May I be your life coach just for a minute? Let me tell you. Listen, there's so much more in you than this. Now, the truth is, I don't know what your this may be. Your this may be a relationship that you're in, that you know the person is no good for you. You're better than that. There's more in you than this. The reality is that person is diminishing the essence of who you are. Can I be your coach for a second and tell you, you've got what it takes to have better? There's more in you than this. Your this may be a job that you feel stuck on, a job that the only reason you're there is to get a check. Let me tell you, there's more in you than this. You have what it takes to have a blossoming career, a career that you feel pleased and happy to get up in the morning to go to. There's more in you than this. Let me challenge you and tell you, you've gotten too comfortable where you are. Yeah, I know. Less may be expected, but more is required for you to get to where you're going. Now is the time for you to open up your own mouth and tell yourself, there's more in me than this. all right, let me take the coach hat off. Tell yourself, there's more in me than this. There's more joy than this. There's more hope than this. I don't have to live in mediocrity. I don't have to live beneath my potential. There's more in me than this. You know, as we wrap up this episode, I want to challenge you to talk to yourself each and every day. I want you to tell yourself words of affirmation. Each and every morning you get up, I want you to have a conversation with yourself. That's right. The conversation goes something like this. I can do this. I've got what it takes. My past is powerless over my present and my future. I am smart. I am beautiful. I am unique. I am authentically me. I want you to have a conversation with yourself every day and tell yourself, I will not settle. I am worthy of pure love. It's really okay for me to be happy. I'm not living my truth. I'm living God's truth for my life. Well, that's it for now. Until next time, join me on the next episode of Necessary Conversations. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Necessary Conversations with Daryl M. Telefero. Follow us on social media at Necessary Conversations Podcast. Join the conversation by leaving a message on our website, necessaryconversationspodcast.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you'll be notified every time a new one drops. Now, go have the conversations you need to have with the people you need to have them with.